Hello.
Hi, good evening. My name is Jesse. I'm calling you from Oregon Opinion Surveys, and I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Do you have a few moments?
Yes.
Okay. And let's see here. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely, openly on your phone? I know we're
Yes.
it's just calling your phone. Okay. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, or internet blog, or television station?
No.
Okay. You are 18 years or older and registered to vote, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for that. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask you your race?
What?
Okay. And may I have your age?
46.
Okay. And I know it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the upcoming 2024 elections for president, Congress, or other offices? Would you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50?
Definitely, definitely
Definitely?
vote.
Okay. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in the November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not all motivated to vote this year and 10 means you're extremely motivated, okay? And you
What
can use
what's the
any of your
top what what's the top number?
10.
10, okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
So
the
you
10 is the answer.
Okay, and what's the reason you rate your motivation to vote a 10 and you're extremely motivated? Just if I could have one sentence so I could type this down.
Democracy is on the line.
Is on the line?
Yes, democracy.
Democracy is on the line. Okay, got it. Moving along, and thank you for that. Now, thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country's headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as President of the United States?
Approve.
Strong approve or somewhat approve?
Strong approve.
Strong, okay. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting worse, staying the same, or getting worse?
You said getting worse twice.
Oh, I'm sorry. Getting worse or staying the same? So getting
And those are
better.
the only two choices?
There's three. Getting better, staying the same, or getting worse.
Getting better.
Getting better, okay. Okay, now I'm going to read a list of different policies, issues, and concerns some people say are the most important to them when considering who to vote for in the upcoming elections for Congress and president. For each, I want you to rate on the scale from 0 to 10 how
Wait a minute, did
important.
you say this? Wait, hang on. Did you say this survey is anonymous?
It is.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes. And so I'm going to read you a list and you tell me whether it's not that important for you to vote on that subject or 10 is if it's a very good reason for you to vote, okay? So
Okay.
investing in the children care industry and keeping children care centers open and more affordable for working parents.
Eight.
Is 8, okay. Making college more affordable and canceling student debts.
10.
10, okay. Passing common sense gun reform that help keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
10.
Okay. Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
10.
Okay. Stopping the censorship and whitewashing of the history of racism and slavery in public schools.
10.
Okay. Straightening border security to stop illegal immigrants from crossing.
Five.
5. Okay. investing in our nation's infrastructure and replacing lead service pipes, providing clean water, high speed internet across every part of the seven. So moving along, I'm thinking about more broadly about the upcoming elections. What do you think the election should be most focused on? Or what should they be most about? I'm going to read you a list and you tell me which one. You can choose two from the list. So one is improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable, combating the rise of white supremacy and discrimination and racism. Three is stopping our hands fought for rights and freedoms from being rolled back. Number four is stopping reproductive rights and women equality from being rolled back, tackling inflation and improving the economy, bringing in a new leadership and making change in with the first woman of color president, or protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms. Which one of those two subjects really suits your beliefs? Do you need me to read them to you again?
Yeah, one more time.
Okay, so I have improving K through 12 public schools and making college more affordable, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism, stopping our hard fought for rights and freedom from being rolled back, stopping reproductive rights and women equality from being rolled back, or tackling inflation and improving the economy, or bringing in a new leadership and making change with the first woman of color as president, or protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms.
So, reproductive rights and the last one, democracy, protecting democracy and freedom.
Okay. I have both of those for you. Let's go on to the next one. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues using a scale from 0 to 100, okay? Now, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, or 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means you don't feel particularly warm or cold, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You can also use any number in between 0 to 100. Okay, so the first one is Hakeem Jeffries.
75.
Okay. Cornel West.
60.
J.D. Vance.
J.D. Vance, 0 or 1, whatever was the lowest.
0 is the lowest. Zero. What about Kamala Harris?
80.
Okay. Democrats in Congress?
80.
80. And Barack Obama?
90.
What about Donald Trump?
0.
0. Okay. Going on to the next one. You're doing a great job, and thank you for helping me out this evening. And I know it's still a long ways off, but what if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were independent Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, or independent Cornel West, and independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? For whom would you vote for?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. And generally speaking, if the elections for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, between the Republican candidate or Democrat candidate?
Democratic candidate.
Democrat, okay. As you may have heard, President Biden has recited not to run from president in 2024 and has endorsed his Vice President Kamala Harris to be the Democrat Party candidate for president. Next, we'd like to ask whether you agree or disagree with the few statements that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming the Democrat Party candidate for president. For each, please tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with the statement, okay? So it's only two of them. I think a black woman president is more likely to understand the struggles of working people. That's number one. Do you feel strongly about that, or you strongly disagree?
I disagree, but there were levels of disagree.
There's a somewhat disagree or strongly
somewhat
disagree.
Somewhat disagree. I somewhat disagree.
Okay. The next one is, I am worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of racism attacks against her because she is a black woman. Do you agree with that statement?
I somewhat agree.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'd like to read you what some issues and concerns others have mentioned as important needs to be addressed in the community for each. Please tell me who you think would be better in handling this issue between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, okay? And you can also tell me somewhat agree or who would somewhat do a better job or who would do a much better job, okay? So fixing the immigration system, do you think Harris is much better at that subject or Trump much better?
Yes, Harris.
Harris, okay. Implementing common sense gun reforms to help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
Harris.
Harris, okay. You strongly agree with that or is it a somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, somewhat. Bear with me. Now, improving K-12 public school education. Who would do a better job at that?
Harris, and I strongly agree.
Okay, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Harris, somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, what about maternal health issues and the
Harris, strongly.
Harris? Okay, thank you for that. I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's most important to run, to turn out and vote into 2024. Please rate each one using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that every convincing reason to vote, and 5 means is somewhat a convincing reason, and 0 means it's not a convincing reason at all, okay?
Okay.
Our rights, freedoms, and power are under attack by extremists who feel threatened by our process and changing demographics of our country. They are dismantling the policies and laws that many generations have fought to put in place over the years that tackle race and gender inequality. From affirmative actions to college diversity programs to businesses funding specifically designed to help minority and women business to control over what we do with our bodies. They are fighting in our Congress, voting and how our use and power to fight back to supporting those candidates who will fight for our rights and make sure we don't go backwards. So how do you feel about that?
I agree. A 10.
10? Okay. So it's two more. Bear with me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, women's health is often overlooked in this country. Among higher income countries, we fall far behind behind most of our counterparts, with more than double their maternal mortality rate. And in African American women have more than double the maternal mortality rate of all races in the nation. It's time we use our political power to demand leaders from fight for our women health and maternal health and protect our reproductive rights over our bodies. Our votes have power, the power to save lives. We must use the power for our health.
Yeah, that's a 10.
That's a 10?
Mm-hmm.
okay? Our country is being overrun with illegal immigrants, and this is the third one, okay? And the effects of and the effects are devastating for the American citizens. Rather than using our country's resources to build up our own communities, politicians are opening up our border. This crisis undermines U.S. workers and jobs, increasing crime, drain and treasury, and overloads of schools and hospitals. We must get out of the and vote to ensure that we elect leaders who will work for the U.S., work for us, and put the interested of American citizens first.
Six.
Okay. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you now. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in the year in this year's presidential and congressional elections for November 2024 from a scale from 0 to 10. Where 10 means you're chairman. Okay. Okay, I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps. For each, please let me know whether you have used them in the past 2 years. Facebook, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, Twitter?
No.
TikTok?
Yes.
YouTube?
Yes.
Instagram?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
What are your choices?
1 through 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, MBA, law, PhD, MD, etc.
PhD.
PhD, okay. And are you married, unmarried with a partner, single, separate, divorced, widowed?
Single.
Single, okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. And how would you describe the area we live in, urban or suburban or rural?
Urban.
Okay. And aside from weddings and funerals, on average, how often would you say you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Several times a year.
Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat. Okay. Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Employed, retired, or disabled, unemployed, student, or homemaker?
Employed.
Okay. And this concludes our survey. I do thank you very much for your time. You've been wonderful. You have yourself a great evening, okay?
All right.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye.